Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 61.
You have need of peace. I hope you've been able to, you know, go back and listen to the other podcast or just stay with this one right now. But tell your neighbors and friends about the first one. This is number 6, talking about the peace of God. Coming to us from the book of Romans chapter 14, Romans 14, verses 17, 18, and 19, talks about the peace of God that we need in our hearts. Listen to this. For the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of man, talking about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Wow. Wow, that's a mouthful. A whole lot of people haven't discovered that verse yet. Church people, a lot of church people have not figured that out yet. But it is righteousness. Righteousness, once again, is standing rightly before God because of what Jesus has done for you. You can't buy it. You can't do enough works, good works, to earn your way. No, but you can stand in the right standing with Jesus as your elder brother, went ahead of us, paid the price, taken sins away. That's what he did for the whole humanity. Those who want to receive him as their Lord and Savior, he's done it for you and the whole world if they just accept him. But the next word says he's given us also his peace. You know what? There'll be no arguing in heaven. They say, well, that's my house. No, that's my house. Well, that's my gold brick. No, that's your gold brick. Oh, it's my turn with the Heavenly Father. No, it's my turn with the Heavenly. Doesn't that sound silly and stupid? Well, maybe God's looking down to the planet called Earth, and he's looking at us sometimes saying, boy, isn't that stupid? There they are, arguing and fighting over such temporal things. But in the kingdom of God, there is no meat nor drink. So, you know, not the highfalutin and not the drive-thru. He says there is righteousness, right standing with God, but also supernatural peace and J-O-Y. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And that word continues to say that in the Holy Spirit. And so we need that third person to show up. And he will when you want him to, when you invite him to, when you ask him to stay, be part of your life. And so you can have righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. For he that has these things serves Christ, which is acceptable to God, and approved then of men. Let us therefore follow after the things that bring peace, and things wherewith one may edify each other. Wow, not yourself. I'm going to build myself up, and you know, people need to see that I'm the leader and I'm the one, and I have all the answers. And no, you don't. The one that has all the answers named Jesus, and he knows. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. We know that, so rely upon him. And so it says, let us therefore follow after the things which makes for peace. There's a whole lot of anger about politics in our world right now. But it filters over into everything. There are families that cannot get together because of politics. In the workplace, there's work that does not get done because of politics. Isn't that crazy? Here we have this verse that says, follow after the things that make peace. Wow. The Word of God, prayer, praise, peace in your own heart. Listen to this. You can't give away what you don't have. Listening to me. You cannot give away what you don't have. If you don't have the peace of God in your heart, how then can you give it to anybody else? Ooh. Make sure that you have the peace of God. When you have the peace of God, then you can give some away. Things that one might edify one another. So we're supposed to build each other up with the peace of God, the knowledge of God, the presence of God. and be the children then of God. All right. In Psalm 37, verse 11, my time's running here away from me. But in Psalm 37, verse 11, the Bible said, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Wow. The abundance of peace. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We need to be overflowing with peace. Is that possible? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you are the meek, meek does not mean weak. Don't get the two mixed up. The meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in the overabundance of that thing called peace. All right. 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. The word says, finally, brethren, Paul talking here, he said, farewell. I've done it all, seen it all, been there, got the t-shirt. I did all that God called me to do. He said, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Then he said, live in peace. Oh, with the brothers? Oh, how can I do that? Get the mind of God. That's how you do that. You got to give a little. Got to take a little. Got to give a little. Some people say, compromise. Well, compromise is bad. Well, compromise is good if it brings you to that place called peace. That means you're stepping off of your high tower and realizing that you got to have the mind of God about everything. Be of peace. Be of comfort. Be of one mind. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Did you hear that? The God of love and peace will be with you when you have that thing called peace, that love of God. One more scripture and that's it. Romans 15, verse 13. Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope. Oh, hope, hope. You talk to some folks and said, you think God's going to answer prayer? Well, I hope so. But that's not quite faith. But hope is a stepping stone towards the things of God and towards believing God and towards receiving that miracle they need in your life and to have faith in God. The hope of God, the God of hope, will fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you might abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. There he is again. I feel sorry for the people that neglect the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I got to go. I'm going back up again after the resurrection. But one is coming after me. He's going to always be with you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you, direct you into all truth. And he'll be with you all the way to the end. The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 15:13, says the God of hope will fill you with joy, that peace and believing that you will abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how it comes, people. Comes from the Word of God, humility, meditation, thought, prayer, being steadfast and movable in the love of God. And I want to encourage you today. Settle down. Be at peace. Be at peace. Be at joy. Be at love. But know who you are. Stand up against the enemy. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of darkness and high places. Then you take the weapons of our warfare and defeat the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. You can do it. Just determine to do it in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for joining me on this series of Peace on Table Talk. God bless.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.